Welcome to the Sleazecast. Prepare yourself for a wild ride through the mind of Doc Sleaz.
I do a job where I spend a lot of my working day out on the road. It can be deadly dull, and I spend a lot of time thinking. And I think some crazy things, think some sensible things. But inevitably, I end up forgetting these things. They drift away. As I say, I have lots of these thoughts, I've decided. It's a way to preserve them, and, well, here are some of my thoughts from on the road today. Well, they're like Jimmy Savile, were they? I think it's very apt. There's someone who creeped me out so much as a kid when I used to see him on television. Should die around about Halloween time. Because I tell you, he creeped me out more than any bloody horror film monster I ever saw. I just don't know what it was about the guy. Got that bleached hair, the insincerity, all that. Oh, I was about that then. Now then. I mean, for God's sake. But the trouble is, he's probably going to come back as a bloody zombie. Let's face it, he looked like one in life, didn't he? I mean, God almighty, that visage didn't frighten you, nothing would. I mean, I have this horrible vision of him now, crawling out of his grave and wandering the streets of Manchester, chasing young people sort of down back streets and things, you know, in his tracksuit with his medallions flashing and clanking, going, "Arr! Now then, how's about that then, guys and gals?" as he stabs them in the eye with his lit cigar. Or perhaps not, I don't know. Of course, now he's dead, though. The great thing is, we can indulge in all those urban myths about him and internet rumours about how the real reason he used to hang around at Stoke Mandeville Hospital, allegedly helping out and working as a porter, oh yeah, was to get access to the mortuary to fulfil his necrophiliac cravings. Basically, because after all, he apparently sort of never had sex with a real living woman, if we're to believe other internet rumours. So yeah, that's allegedly what he was up to. Of course, the great thing is now he's dead, he can't possibly sue anybody saying this. I know perhaps we're meant to have this little period when we basically are meant to not speak ill of the dead, but you know, come on, it's been a couple of days now, the time limit must be up, especially when it comes to someone like Jimmy Savile. Yeah, I mean, that's for Jim, will bloody fix it, you know, I never liked that as a kid. God almighty. You know, he is one person I just never would have let anywhere near children, let alone present a children's programme, for God's sake. Him sat in that bloody chair, surrounded by children. Oh, make your dreams come true, because Uncle Jim can fix it for you. Oh, now then. I mean, it's not even as anybody ever wrote in with an interesting bloody thing for him to fix for them, you know. Never did you have anyone writing in so that he said, Dear Jim, he's written to us, I'm 10 years old and my ambition is to be a serial killer. How's about that then, guys and gals? A serial killer. Oh, that's ambitious. Anyway, he goes on, Dear Jim, unfortunately, I'm finding it very difficult to get started. I mean, my parents won't let me play with knives for a start. And basically, I'm too short to actually manage to murder anyone. Unless I try and sort of hack them off at the knees or something. So, could you arrange it for me? Could you fix it for me, Jim? To murder a tramp, perhaps. Yours sincerely, Dick Scratcher. Wow, Dick, what we've arranged for you is you're going to hide in a skip in this alleyway in Salford where we've told local tramp, lovable hobo, well known around town, Smokey Joe. We've told him, if he goes down there, there's a square meal waiting for him. And when he gets there, all you got to do is leap out of the skip, split his skull with a meat cleaver. Yeah, and there's an added surprise for little Dickie. We arranged for convicted serial killer Frankie Fumbler, the meat cleaver maniac of Manchester, to meet him there and show him how best to dismember and dispose of the body. Ah, how's about that then, eh? Now then. But sadly, never anything that exciting. But there you go, Jimmy Savile. He's just weird and creepy. I mean, not that I'm saying he was a closet nonce or anything, obviously, but he did support Mrs. Thatcher, and in my book, that's almost as bad. Yes, somebody else who died recently, of course, is Colonel Gaddafi. Still a bit of mystery surrounding his actual circumstances of his death, of course. I mean, apparently, he was originally, the convoy he was travelling in was attacked by a US drone or something, you know, opened fire on them. I actually wondered, did anyone shout to him, Gaddafi, duck! Oh, come on, you do better. But then, of course, he hid in that drainage pipe and was found cowering there by the Libyan rebels, and they captured him and shot him, which obviously is what you expect from a new liberal US and UK backed regime, of course. You know, it's been decrying the human rights abuses of Gaddafi, is they themselves shoot him. But then again, even there, it's not entirely clear. Was he really shot? I mean, if you look closely, when he's first pulled out of that, the footage, when he's first pulled out of that that drainage pipe, you notice he's got a very nasty cut on his head. And it's well known that if you leave a cut like that untreated for any length of time, it can develop into a fatal bullet wound. It's quite clearly what happened there. I mean, quite obvious. I mean, it is actually quite ridiculous to suggest that such fine, upstanding people as the National Transitional Council would possibly do anything that would go against the Geneva Convention, human rights, and God knows what else, the whole concept of the rule of law. Ludicrous. Anyway, with regard to getting back to Jimmy Savile, with regard to Jimmy Savile's death, Sir Jimmy Savile's death, of course, upon hearing of his demise, I immediately went to check on one of the online message boards where I knew there'd been a discussion gone on for years about all these urban myths around about the necrophilia allegations, all this stuff on there. Because I thought, hey, he's dead now, surely they must have restarted that. But no, sadly not, they hadn't. Caught on the hop, obviously. However, on the same forum, I was attracted at the time, I couldn't help but notice, there was a thread there about Benny Hill, you know, been dead for many years, obviously. But apparently someone had some bizarre recollection of having read somewhere that Benny Hill's grave his body had been dug up by people attempting to steal his penis. which strikes me as more than mildly bizarre, considering once again, like Jimmy Savile, I mean, you know, Benny allegedly had never actually used that to have full penetrative sex with any real woman. Allegedly. And they also then added, apparently the same thing had happened to Charlie Chaplin, which had me sort of puzzled a bit, because I remember that Charlie Chaplin, after he died, obviously, his body was dug up and held to ransom by a group of ne'er-do-wells who tried to get some money off of his family in return for the body. And of course, the whole thing, basically, the wheels came off their plan when his body somehow managed to escape from them. And make its way back to his grave. But in Benny Hill's case, I thought, you know, I really don't remember that. You know, someone trying to steal his penis. I mean, is there a trade in dead celebrity penises out there? And indeed, how long was it after he died that they were attempting to steal his schlong? Because, I mean, you know, it wouldn't have been in very good condition if they waited, you know, sort of even a few weeks. Unless he was extremely well embalmed, you know. But anyway, as it transpired, of course, with Benny Hill, somebody else in the message board then finally remembered, of course, indeed, someone had tried to rob his grave, but it's because his body had been undisturbed. It's because there was a rumour that he'd been buried with a large amount of valuable jewellery. And obviously, this guy had misremembered it, you know, for jewels, thought family jewels. But here you go, I mean, digging up dead celebrities and trading celebrity penises. I mean, you know, I suppose it could happen. I mean, after all, you know, people think that rhino horns are an aphrodisiac and that they ground up, and maybe there's the same idea with the penises of male celebrities who have a reputation of ladies' man, which does leave us wondering, you know, why in the case of Benny Hill would you steal his penis? I mean, actually, getting back to Charlie Chaplin, yes, he was well known for putting it about even into old age, so you might imagine that, you know, steal his penis, grind it up or whatever, or try and, I don't know, squeeze his testicles dry or something to get the essence out, you know. Sell the effluent to people as some kind of aphrodisiac? Who knows? Maybe they're not grinding them up, or, so I say, squeezing their balls to get the essence out. Maybe they use them as dildos, perhaps, you know. Yeah, especially if you embalmed it properly, kind of the right sort of stiffness, you know. Maybe that's insert a certain metal rod or something in it. Be quite a handle at the end. Yeah, quite effective. I mean, I don't know. Especially embalmed it properly, it could last a long time, you know. Although if it started going green or something and sort of bits coming off, obviously, might change your mind there about using it. But yeah, I mean, I suppose, I don't know, perhaps they smoke them like cigars to sort of get the essence of virility out of them. Who knows, eh? Stranger things have happened. Another sort of aspect of dead celebrities and their exploitation, I suppose, could be the risk of, I mean, if you're not going to steal their penis, is perhaps to dig them up and reanimate them as zombies, like Jimmy Savile. You know, because after, let's say if you're a crazed fan, an obsessive crazed fan of a particular celebrity, and they say died young, still looking in reasonable condition, I don't mean sort of killed in a car crash and decapitated, sort of, that would just be horrible. You wouldn't want to dig them out then. But maybe if they're reasonable, I don't know, just lost an arm or something, I don't know, maybe that'd be acceptable. But, you know, if you could hire yourself a voodoo witch doctor, perhaps, you could dig them up, have them reanimated, do whatever you like. You know, sharing your bed with the corpse of Kurt Cobain or whatever. I mean, actually, that'd be a bit nasty, wouldn't it? I mean, after he sort of blew his head off with a shotgun. I mean, you know, a bit limited in what you might be able to do. Stuff oozing out and whatever. But, yeah, you know, you catch my drift. You want someone, obviously, who, dear, died in a sort of one of those Hollywood diseases, perhaps, which leave them their bodies completely unscathed and as beautiful as they were in life. Yeah, but as I say, you know, do what you like with them until obviously they start deteriorating a bit. I mean, it'd be a bit much if there you are, you know, going at it in bed with them and suddenly their sort of arm or leg fell off, or, you know, head dropped off, rolled under the bed or whatever. It could be a little bit off-putting. You know, not to everyone, I admit. You know, I mean, after all, you know, you say, wow, I give such good head, you know, fell off completely. Perhaps not. Maybe that's why there's a trend for celebrities to be cremated. Maybe that's why Amy Winehouse was cremated. They can't sure. The old crazed voodoo fans couldn't get at her. Well, there we have it. Collection of my random thoughts on a typical day on the road. Make of it what you will. I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, well, just look at it this way. That's several of your minutes of your life you're never going to get back. You've completely wasted there. I'm not quite sure how to really wind this up. Maybe I should give you some final thoughts, Jerry Springer style. You know. Yes, folks, here's my final thoughts here. You know, we all like sex. Even you, Pope Benedict the 16th, whatever he is. Even you like to have a quick one off the wrist, I'm sure, over some ecclesiastical porn. That's the second bad impression I've done in this broadcast, after Jimmy Savile, who, to be quite frank, sounded more like Bernard Manning. As I say, that's about it. I don't know if I'm going to do this again. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. But perhaps the best way to round it up is to use the immortal words of Kent Walton, wrestling commentator and porn film producer. Have a good week. Till next week, Grapple fans.
That was The Sleazecast, a recorded Sleaze multimedia production featuring Doc Sleaze, produced by Doc Sleaze for Sleaze Multimedia Productions.